headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivina and Tony with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a yarning circle has been introduced at Dakabin State School as a creative and educational space for all students to enjoy. Dakabin State School Principal Michael Drake says the circle will give students a place to share memories, stories, and will educate youth about Indigenous Australian culture. The circle was unveiled during NAIDOC Week, where 10% of the student population identify as Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander.
A recent study into farmers feeding seedweed to cattle to reduce methane emissions has found that it does not change the taste of the meat. The trial using red seaweed, Asparagopsis, found that there was no impact on eating quality or marble score in the high-end Wagyu cattle. Researcher Heather Smythe from the University of Queensland says the results provided a sigh of relief to the industry, knowing that the level of quality has not changed.
In national news, farmers are pushing back against a 30-hour work week requirement under the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme. From January of 2024, farmers may be required to offer Palm Visa holders 30-hour work weeks over 4-week periods, a significant change to the previous rule, which allowed them to offer 30 hours a week over placement periods, which could last as long as 9 months. Business owners claim the scheme does not provide the flexibility needed for seasonal businesses. However, advocates of the scheme says the change would provide more consistent wages and reduce opportunities for worker exploitation.
Domestic violence survivors in Katherine, Northern Territory, are being rendered homeless due to the lack of a crisis accommodation available. Survivors are fleeing to makeshift homeless camps as Katherine's crisis shelter houses only up to 25 people. Executive Assistant with the Northern Australian Aboriginal Family Legal Service, Rachel Hill, says some clients are forced to choose between homelessness or staying in an abusive relationship. A new pilot program announced last week aimed to fund community housing is expected to commence in August. If you or anyone you know requires support, you can contact DV Connect on 1800 811 811.
In international news, Muslim nations are calling for accountability following Quran burning activity in Sweden, which various ministers have deemed an act of Islamophobia. Last month, a motion filed at the UN human rights body called on countries to review laws which impede advocacy of religious hatred. However, the motion has sparked debate between the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and federal members over implications of free speech.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.